Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years' experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. Okay, we're here at Sun and Fun 2024. I'd like to welcome a really cool cat into the Plain Talk cockpit, Chris Werfel. He's a business development manager with a little audio company called Bose and Bose Aviation. Welcome, Chris.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you finding the show so far?
It's wonderful. It's nice to be back here. I unfortunately had to skip part of last year, so it's nice to be here for the full week this week.
Guess you missed the complete chaos and madness with the launch of the new A30 1 year ago.
I did catch a little bit of it last year. But it's nice to be here for the 1 year anniversary, if you will, of the launch of A30. That's exciting.
But not to forget that Bose is 60 years old with the creation of the corporation by Dr. Bose 60 years ago.
Exactly. The company was incorporated back in 1964 by Dr. Bose, who was an MIT student and then teacher, and then went off on his own and developed a couple of speakers. Some people may know the 901, and the company sort of took off from there.
And I understand that Dr. Bose was on a airline ride and trying to get some decent audio out of his new Sony cassette player, and that created a design on a napkin that's eventually led to where we are today.
Yeah, he, needless to say, was a bit of a perfectionist. And for those of you who may remember, there was the mnemonic headsets. You just sort of tucked them in your ear, not electronic. And now the airlines come out with this new headset that was an electronic headset and could plug into the IFE, the flight entertainment system. And he put them on, but was incredibly disappointed because you could hear the audio, but you could also hear, you know, the rumbling of the aircraft and everything going on. And it was on that flight, literally on, you know, the back of the napkin, that he started to develop, you know, the workings for active noise cancellation. And then brought that back to a group of engineers at Bose, who then got to work on creating a headset. And actually, they did design a headset. And at about the same time, the Voyager mission was going on. And Bose was able to get down there and convince them to use our headset, this prototype, on the aircraft, which apparently there was some talk about it destroying like 30% of the pilot's hearing.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing legacy, and having a PhD at the helm from a research and development perspective must be absolutely amazing.
Oh yeah, that's what's so wonderful about Bose is, I mean, so much is just put back into research and development and making sure that we are delivering products that are exceptional and exceed people's expectations and obviously meets their needs as well, but you know, exceeds them also.
Absolutely amazing. And if we think about the history from an aviation perspective, the 10s, the A20s, the brand new A30s, how is the aviation marketplace receiving the A30s?
So far, it has been very well received. You know, there was the Series 1, which goes back a long way. Some of you may remember, or may even still have, they have the gel ear cups, and then the headset 10 or AH aviation headset 10, and then into the A20 and now the A30. The A20 certainly set kind of a gold standard for headsets, and the A30 is, you know, living on that by delivering a very comfortable headset. It actually has 20% less clamping force than the A20, so it's a very comfortable headset to wear, especially on any long leg that you might be flying. Quality of audio is exceptional. And then the active noise cancellation, which we, you know, mentioned Dr. Bose pretty much pioneered, you know, some 40 years ago.
And so important during Aviate, Navigate, Communicate, especially with rapid fire ATC clearances, requests, especially when we're in congested airspace, like my flight down from Toronto to Winter Haven on Sunday, and transiting down the coast, and it was just nonstop ATC requests. And to have that clarity keeps us safe, don't you think?
No, absolutely. It's a couple of things. One, just being able to cancel the noise in the aircraft helps sort of, from what we've heard from a lot of pilots, it helps sort of reduce just overall fatigue, whether it's in a general aviation environment, a corporate environment, a commercial environment. But then, yes, absolutely, the clarity of audio, being able to, you know, whether it's a readback call or any type of communication, to be able to hear it as crystal clear as you need to, it's kind of mission critical in a lot of situations.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on flights with some of my friends and, you know, multi-ship trips, and I'm listening and I'm hearing my friends miss calls, which has to be a little embarrassing when they keep coming back to you.
Yeah, it's nice because you're able to reduce some of those readback errors because of the clarity of audio. And I've heard from a lot of commercial pilots, you know, who are flying overseas, you know, different languages, and just being able to clearly, you know, hear and understand what somebody might be saying.
You don't have to fly overseas. In Canada, we have two official languages for ATC, French and English, which can be a little challenging when I'm flying as an Anglophone pilot into a Quebec airport where the ATC will respond in language of first contact. And from my perspective, that becomes just a little challenging, creating the mental image of where are all the aircraft in the circuit. But to your point, having clarity of the conversation is, in my mind, mission critical to a successful flight. So some cool things about the A30, I think you mentioned comfort, quality
of the audio, and then the active noise cancellation. And then what's also nice is we have added some other features to the headset. So there, it has three modes of noise cancellation, and it has a tap control for talk through as well. So, and in a general aviation environment, you may or may not use some of these features, but in a corporate, a commercial environment, they come in actually very handy. So the three modes of noise cancellation, a high, a medium, and a low. In high mode, you're getting the most noise cancellation. Medium, we reduce some of the noise cancellation and let a little ambient noise come in as well. And in the low setting, we actually amplify noise, which sounds counterintuitive for a noise-canceling headset. But we do that so that if you need to speak with somebody who is not on the intercom or outside of the headset, you can do that. You can be in this low mode and hear them clearly without having to, you know, remove a headset or one of the ear cups, I should say. And then the tap control feature, you simply double tap the ear cup and it'll put that single ear into that low mode so you can have that communication with somebody outside of the intercom.
Amazing. And I think I understand that one of the key differentiators from the previous technologies is your introduction of a digital platform within the A30 itself.
Exactly. So the nice thing about that is the A20 had an analog platform. A30 now has a digital platform. And it just allows it to expand and allows us to do more with the headset going forward. as we perhaps develop, you know, other add-ons or just things improve the headset over time. It gives us greater flexibility.
New functionality through adding new chips and software to the physical headset.
Yep, exactly.
Sounds like an upgrade path that outside of the hardware, sensors, of course, that allows an owner to maintain an investment across the life of the headset.
Yep. So it's not just a stagnant headset. Should we introduce something at some point? Bose is known for its research and development, and we're always looking for ways to improve our headsets. The A30, again, is really in its infancy. So I don't think there's anything on the immediate future, but we are certainly looking to, you know, always looking to make improvements to any of the headsets.
So no Skunkworks A40 on the horizon for next year's Sun and Fun?
I do not believe so. It took us 10 years to launch from the 10 or 12, the A20 was out. And so the A30 is truly in its infancy. But A40 would probably be a good call since we went from the headset 10 to the 20 to now the 30. So you may be onto something there.
And Chris, I promise I won't tell a soul.
Okay.
So what's your view on cutting the wire from a headset to the audio panel? Is that a good feature, a bad feature? Who cares?
I think it would be a nice to have. There are definitely some limitations with doing that. For instance, you would need to have power in the headset itself for it to talk wirelessly. You'd need a larger control module. So now you're adding weight and you're certainly adding complexity to the headset. And we're really trying to strive again for the comfort of the headset, the quality of the audio, the noise cancellation. There's a fine line you sort of walk with that. Plus, a wireless headset, one of the issues is if you do lose power in the headset, you no longer have communication.
And of course, the reliability of that wireless link, there's something to be said about the reliability of a wire.
Yep, absolutely. No, there's a security of having the wire there all the time.
And I would think the certification of that wireless link would not be for the faint of heart.
Yeah, so the headset, like just like the headset 10, like our ProFlight A20, the A30 is a TSO certified headset. And I understand that may not be as significant in the general aviation world, but certainly it is important in the commercial environment, which this headset, the A30, is adopted by a significant amount of commercial pilots.
So comfort, quality of audio, active noise reduction. What's on the horizon at Bose? Excuse the pun.
Bose is steeped in research and development. It is why we've been able to sort of stay ahead of the game as we introduce each product, each headset. And this goes for our consumer side of the business as well, and some of the unique products that we've introduced. So research and development is paramount. We're always looking for not just what can we add on for the sake of adding something on, but what is going to make truly a difference to the user of this product? How is it going to impact and make their daily life, aviation headset, literally their work in some cases, you know, more important, more comfortable, whatever it may be? The engineers at Bose are always looking for new things to do. They keep me a little bit in the dark about those things, but I am sure, you know, I know that they are always working on new developments.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for jumping into the Plane Talk cockpit. Any final words for our audience?
Just happy to be here at Sun and Fun 2024. We have beautiful weather out here. And yeah, we're excited about, you know, the anniversary of the launch of the A30. It's exciting. It's now had a full year in the market. So it's been wonderful to see what people are saying about it, how it's being well received. So we're just happy to finally have it out there and moving along with it.
Super awesome. Thanks so much, Chris.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plain Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plain Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.